Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. This is the Ash'ar of Arif Billah Azati Aqtas Hazrat Manana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Saab Nawar Allahu Marqadahu. The title is Aapka Zikr Hai Do Jahami.
Aapka Martaba Is Jahami Jaisi Khurshid Ho Asma Aapka martaba is jahan mein jaise khurshid ho aasma mein dosto ye shehr-e-Madina jisse islam phaila jahan mein dosto ye shehr-e-Madina jisse islam pehla jahan mein gar na salle ala ho zuban par gar na salle ala ho zuban par kya asar hoga aho fugha mein wa rafa'na ka inna Aapka zikr hai do jahan mein wa rafa'naka in'aam ye hai aapka zikr hai do jahan mein shart tauheed kamil yahi hai ishq ho aapka qalb o jame aapka martaba is jahan mein jaise khurshid ho aasma mein koi samjhega kya mere mumkin aapka rutba dono jahan mein koi samjhega kya ghair mumkin aapka rutba dono jahan mein sabz gumban pe jiski nazar ho wo bala jaye kis gulsitan mein naam ki sahi pyara muhammad
sallallahu alaihi
wasallam naam ki sahi pyara muhammad jinke sadqe mein imaan hai jame ye hai fezan noore nubuwat jo hai islam sare jahan mein naam ke sahe pyara muhammad jinke sadqe mein imaan hai jame ye hai fezan noore nubuwat jo hai islam sare jahan mein aapka rutba is aapka martaba is jahan mein jaise khurshid ho aasma mein kya kahun rafa ke shaan gumbad kuch nahi dam hai akhtar zubaan mein kya kahun rasate shaan gumbad kuch nahi dam hai akhtar zubaan mein aapka martaba is jahan mein jaise khurshid ho aasma mein
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihil kareem amma ba'd. This is referring to
the remembrance of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Title is Aapka Dhikr Hai Do Jahan Mein, your remembrance of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in both the worlds. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the soil also, how people remember him. And even the angels, all the time, Inna Allah wa malaikatahu. Even the angels also are sending durood and salawat upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah is remembering Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, raising his rank, showering his love upon him. So how great is the status of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hazrat says that Aapka Martaba is Jahan Mein Jaise Khurshid Ho Aasma Mein. It is stated in this world, O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is like how the sun is in the heavens. And some of our elders have mentioned so beautifully that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Adambi alayhi wa sallam are like stars. And all of them were bright and they guided people for a certain time. But the day the sun comes, then there is no need for all the other stars. So when the light of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came, then all the other stars faded away. Now there is not even permissible for us to follow the Adambi alayhi wa sallatu wa sallam. So much so, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, once he became very upset when Umar radiallahu anhu brought the Torah in front of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he was reading some text from the Torah. So it was something also which was in conformity to Islam. But Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wanted to prevent him. There is nothing wrong if a person is a very learned scholar and he is studying the text to answer them. But just for a person to read, a person has to be very careful also whatever literature he reads. That is why imagine Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu, what status, but Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam prohibited him also. Why are you reading this? So he did not realize it first, and he continued reading. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu saw the face of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam changing color, he was upset. He said, oh Umar, can't you see the face of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? So immediately he looked up, and he said, I seek Allah's protection from the anger of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that, oh Umar, that Musa alayhi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had to come back now, it will not be permissible for you. He also will have to follow me. The only way he will get salvation is to follow me. There is no other way besides the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this is a scripture which was definitely on the haq before. And what Umar radiallahu anhu was reading was according to Islam. But still Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam became extremely upset. They don't read this book. So if a person is reading other literature written by non-Muslim people, like people without iman, people who write all nonsense, definitely has an effect on the heart of a person. So may Allah give us tawfiq that we put more of our time making tilawat of Quran Sharif, reading the hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the books of our ulama, and stay away from wrong books. Just like how suhbat has an effect, the person who is sitting in his company. Kitabs also have an effect. So much so Hazrat Amir rahmatullah alayhi said, he said if you read a kitab on deen, written by a religious person, it will cause darkness in the heart of a person, effect on the person. And if he says if you read a dunyavi kitab, a worldly book also, but written by a pious person, this will have a good effect upon you. Because every person, how his speech has an effect, his writing also has an effect. So if you read the writings of pious people, this will encourage us towards good actions. So Allah give us tawfiq, we should be very careful about our company, our sohbat. And even in this matter, emails the person is reading, WhatsApps in nowadays times, and how many wrong things go out. We should be careful also, as far as possible, try not to have these things. Or if we have groups, some reliable groups, what would every single person, because where a person can go misguided because of that. So anyhow, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's status is like the sun in the sky. How bright he is. And he's the only path of guidance. If you follow that path, inshallah, we will be rightly guided. Dosto, yeh hai shahre Madina, jisse Islam phaila jahan mein. Oh my friends, this is the city of Madina Sharif, by which Islam spread throughout the four corners of the world. And it shows Madina Munawwara was a very small place. But the ruhaniyat and the spirituality of that place, this is what spread Islam through the four corners of the world. Allah is not in need of a lot of money, a lot of power, a lot of whatever. When Allah Ta'ala wants to give hidayat and spread hidayat, small places Allah Ta'ala used. Dioban was a small town, and Allah Ta'ala spread hidayat throughout the world. One small madrasa, started off with a small madrasa, one ustad, one student. So this is the system of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Madina Sharif also was small compared to Makkah Mukarramah, which is a big city. Madina Sharif was so small. Ulama say that the Masjid al-Nabawi is now. That was the whole Madina Sharif. Where Masjid al-Nabawi is now, where the tiles, that was the whole of Madina Sharif. So small it was. Baqi was in the outskirts of Madina. You're not in Madina if you walk to Baqi. And now you know Baqi is like right there, next to the Masjid. It's come out. So small Madina Sharif was. But Allah Ta'ala spread Hidayat throughout the four corners of the world. From that small Masjid, there was no lantern also, no light in the Masjid also, till the 90 of Hijri. So without outward asbab and means, but Allah spread Hidayat. Because the effort of Hidayat took place there. Then Hazrat says, agar na chalne ala ho zuban par, kya asar hoga aao fuga mein. If a person doesn't have durood upon his tongue, then what effect will his du'as have? Our du'as really are, we do not have the power and the relief for our du'as to go up. But when a person will recite salawat upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is definitely accepted in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so then a person's salawat goes up in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our du'as have an effect. That's why Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu said, read Durood Sharif in the beginning of your du'a and at the end of your du'a. First you start off with the praises of Allah ta'ala, then Durood upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and at the end again, Durood, and then again the praises of Allah ta'ala, subhanahu rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, is the praises of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala there also. So he said, then you've got more hope our du'as will be accepted in the court of Allah ta'ala. Because Allah is kareem and very kind. And Allah is not such, he will accept the beginning of your du'a and the middle of the end of the du'a, and Allah will leave out the middle portion of the du'a. So inshallah Allah will accept a person's du'a by the recital of Durood upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Mawlana Abdul Ghani Pulpuri rahmatullah alayhi used to say that when a person cries and he's making du'a, then this is a receipt from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that your du'a has been accepted. And when a person reads Durood upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then this is an audited, stamped receipt that is accepted in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah give us tawfiq, we try and cry in our du'as, but everyone cannot cry all the time. So at least our durood and salawat upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the beginning and our ending. وَرَفَعْنَا كَعِنَعَمْ يَهَ آپکا ذکر ہے دو جہاں میں. The gift which Allah ta'ala granted Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَرَفَعْنَا لَكَ ذِكْرَكْ, O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we have raised your status, your zikr, your remembrance. So the benefit of this, how Allah ta'ala raised it, that in both the worlds, people are speaking high of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his name is raised. When this ayat was revealed, then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's actually a hadith Qudsi, that how was the status of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where Allah ta'ala himself mentions, إِذَا ذُكِرْتُ ذُكِرْتَ مَعِي, said, O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when I mentioned, then you will be mentioned with me. And the Hazrat so beautifully mentions like how the azans are given throughout the world, from the morning starting from one area, carrying on throughout the world, different times. You go to some cities, where you're hearing azans every 10 minutes, 5 minutes, or every minute you just hear different messages giving azans. And everywhere where Allah's name is taken, the name of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is taken. From morning to evening, from birth when we are born, we come in the world, azan is given in the right ear, takbir in the left ear. The name of Allah is taken, the name of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And when a person passes away also, again, in the janazah salat, the name of Allah is taken, the name of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is taken. When you are burying the person, Bismillah wa ala millati Rasulillah, the name of Allah and the name of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So from morning to evening, from south to north, east to west, from birth to death, wherever Allah's name is taken, Jalla Jalaluhu, the name of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is taken. So what a great honor Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And on the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the name of Allah is written next to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. La ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah. Where Allah's name comes, immediately after that is the name of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So what is the high rank and status of Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? So ulama have written so beautifully that how Allah preserved and honored Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah raised the rank of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That never mind the tafsirs and the hadith. They say even the words of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what we like example, we get our tajweed. And in tajweed they teach you that you must read the dua like this, the fa like this, the seen like this. This is how our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam read seen, how he read dua, how he read fa. So till Qiyamah people must know exactly how the Nabi of Allah pronounced a certain letter. No other person in the whole world will get that tell you, you must pronounce a letter like this. This tajweed actually is a whole branch to teach you how did Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam utter certain words. Subhanallah, how Allah ta'ala protected everything of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, even to the finest detail of his speech. The Arabic also, every 500 years normally, a language changes completely. And you cannot even understand the language of 500 years ago. But they say the Arabic language is the only language. 1400 years has passed, but Allah ta'ala has kept the same Arabic which was given to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam alive in the world. Because we won't understand the words of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the Quran Sharif without understanding that. So Allah has kept that system also for the language also of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is kept alive in the world. In every aspect, his life, his clothing, his going to toilet, and every single thing, small things, was preserved of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said even so much so, the enemies of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, their names were also preserved in history. Just because they were the enemies of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So how Allah ta'ala raised the rank of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. شرط توحید کامل یہی ہے عشق ہو آپ کا قلب و جامع. The condition of perfect توحید, we were thinking توحید means the oneness of Allah, must only believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I don't need Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You say no, the condition for توحید to be perfect is because La ilaha illallah is not complete without Muhammadur Rasulullah. So you must have the love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And yet he said ishq, Hazrat said ishq. Ishq is extreme love in your heart and in your soul, in your body for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the more your love for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is, the more stronger your tawheed and your belief in the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be. So a person has to build up the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and by means of this he will get the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, his tawheed will become stronger. Koi samjhega kiya ghair mumkin aapka rutba dono jahan mein. It is impossible for a person to understand the status of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in both the worlds. What is the high status of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? We are completely incapable of uttering that. As the Hazrat mentioned once, somebody wrote a kitab on Sirat. So he asked Hazrat, he showed Hazrat the kitab. So Hazrat said, after the kitab we must make tawbah and istighfar. Because we are actually raising the rank of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam writing a kitab. In actual fact, sometimes we show disrespect to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So even if we are reciting durood and salawat upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we think, mashallah, I read 1,000 durood today. Or we wrote a kitab on Sirat or a kitab on durood. In actual fact, we must make tawbah and istighfar after the day. Because what is the rank of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in our filthy, dirty tongues, in our hands, in our mouth? And we might be causing disrespect to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We're thinking we are doing a very great thing. But on the other hand, we are causing harm and disrespect to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Once one person was making khidmat of one buzruf, he was fanning him. So with a fan, doing one shot this way, one shot that way, he was not fanning properly, he didn't know. So he's hitting the buzruf. So the buzruf made sabr, kept quiet. Then after that, they explained to the people that, you see, this is our ibadah in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A lot of times we think we're doing a lot of khidmat, but in actual fact, we are doing bi'adabi and disrespect. So this person thought he's making my khidmat, but I had to make sabr. I remember once some buzruf came here in Darul Ulum, so somebody was making khidmat for about 3-4 days. The last day before he left, another brother came, and he knew the art of massaging, of making malish, so he massaged very well. So then, Hazrat, whoever buzruk, the pious person, said, mashallah, today, you know, I'm really getting a very good massage. The other people use us as mask, like a board. You don't know how to do it, but we have to make sabr also, and we just bear whatever they're doing with us. So sometimes you don't know how to make khidmat. Similarly, we don't know our ibadat also is actually disrespect to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah give us tawfiq. So we mustn't regard ourselves as great when we are praising Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whatever. But we must make tawbah and istighfar after the day. So Hazrat says, you can never ever understand the status of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sabz gumbat ke jiski nazar ho, wa bala jaye kis gulistan mein. A person who is fortunate to be in Medina Sharif, and his gaze falls under green dome, then what a garden, a real garden, a spiritual garden that person must be in. What enjoyment a person gets. This is on condition a person's heart is open, is free from sin. Only that person will understand what ruhaniyat and spirituality he can draw from there. So who has got that opportunity, we make dua, Allah Ta'ala must take us over and over to this mubarak and blessed place. Naam kaisa hai piyara Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, jinke sadaqe mein ima hai jame. What a wonderful name is the name of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. His name also, from the word Muhammad, the one who is praised in great abundance. Muhammad, the meaning of Muhammad is the one who is praised in great abundance. Ahmad, also the one who is praised, or who praises in great abundance, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, can have the meaning of Isma Fa'il or Isma Maful, who is also praised in great abundance. Allah ta'ala gave him that name. So that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, supposed to be hammadun, those who also praise in great abundance, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is one speciality of the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So what a wonderful name he has got. And this name also was inspired to the family of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They had dreams, and they were told to give him that name. People were surprised, what a funny name. We never heard of this name before. But they were, Abdul Muttalib, grandfather of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, no, that I've got hope that the people will praise him always. He will be always praised. That is why he was given the name Muhammad. There were other people also in the time of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, about 4 or 5 other people who also kept the child's name Muhammad, because they knew in the previous scriptures that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam eventually will be the final Nabi, his name will be Muhammad. So they also kept the child's name Muhammad. But Allah's system, he made it that none of them ever claimed Nabuwat. So but it was like a strange name in those times, because the meaning also was the one who is most praised. Nobody had the Arabs never used to keep that name. So what a beloved name it is also, that the one who is most praised. And through his barakat and blessings, we have got iman in our hearts. How much we should appreciate and thank Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the bare minimum is to recite durood and salawat upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam daily. This is a small hadiah and small token of appreciation to our great master Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He has given us the greatest gift. Yeh fezani noor e nabuwat jo hai islam sare jahan mein. This is the barakat and blessings and the noor of nabuwat through which Islam spread in the whole world. Subhanallah, how Islam spread in the whole world مسنون برکت اف نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. کیا کہو رفعت شان گنبد, کچھ نہیں دم ہے اختر زبان میں. What can I say about the high status, the resting place of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? As it says, we've got no ability with our tongue to say any words regarding the status of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah grant myself, all of us, that we get the true love, the true respect, the true muhabbat, the true iman, the true azmat and grandeur of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in our hearts. And by means of this, we try following the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah grant all of us tawfiq.
Alhamdulillahi wa kafa. وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد, فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم, بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين. صدق الله المولانا العظيم. We asked Maulana Musa to translate the poem, then he said that you just came back from Medina Sharif, so you translate it. So, mashallah, Maulana Musa always does it very well, but just a few observations that we had, and hopefully it can be beneficial to all of us also, inshallah. First of all, in this ayat where Allah Ta'ala says that, Ya ayyuhalladhina aminu taqullah, acquire taqwa. And in order to acquire taqwa, وَكُونُوا مَعَ الصَّادِقِينَ. So be with the صَادِقِينَ. And so beautifully somebody had pointed out that whenever we go to Medina Sharif, to Masjid al-Nabawi, when we're going to the Masjid, to the Haram Sharif, then we must make this niyat that we are going in the sohbat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As we want to sit in the company of righteous, pious people, which is very necessary, which is extremely beneficial. As Maulana explained also now, Maulana Thani Rahmatullah Ali said, that even if we read a deeni kitab, but written by a person who is far from deen, who's got perhaps wrong ideas, wrong practices, etc., it will bring darkness in the heart. And if we read a kitab of dunya, some permissible thing, some necessary thing, but of a pious person, then that will bring also light in the heart. So when we in the company of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how much light won't there be? So we should make always that niyat when we go to Masjid al-Nabawi, that amongst many other niyat, that I'm going in the sohbat and in the company of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, as long as I'm in the masjid. Not only when I'm going to read Salatul Salam, when I'm going to the Rawdah Mubarak, but ulama have written the whole masjid is counted that you are near the Rawdah. And from wherever we should be reading our Durood Sharif also. So we are sitting in the company of Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam. And what great more bonuses Allah has given us, right there is Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, Sayyidul Anbiya. The master, the leader, the honorable king of all the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam. And Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu is the leader of all the Siddiqeen. Of all the Siddiqeen in the world, he is the imam of the Siddiqeen. And we are getting his sohbat when we are there. Then the sohbat of Hazrat Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu also. And there are riwayat, who Allah knows best, of other people also, other great, great, honorable people buried there in the Rawdah Mubarak with Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam. Allah knows who is there, who is not, but 100% sure Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam is there. Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu is there, Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu is there, and we have this opportunity to go there and sit in their sohbat. And as long as we are in Madinatul Munawwara, fortunate people go there, some people a week, somebody 10 days, somebody even more they stay. As long as we are there, what great, great opportunity to have to be in the sohbat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And then yeah, that the poem of Hazrat, the way Hazrat says that the position of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam in this world is like that of the sun in the sky. And the attraction which Allah has given. And also if we think really, The value of Makkah Sharif is the value of Makkah Sharif. Kaaba Sharif is there. Hajar-e-Aswad came from Jannah there. All what things there are in the Haram of Makkah Sharif. But really, the value of Kaaba Sharif was made known to the world also through Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Otherwise, there were idols in the Kaaba Sharif also. And what type of shirk and all terrible things were taking place. Who purified Kaaba Sharif? And who made us realize that this is the house of Allah? So also, what a great honor for us to have this opportunity that we are going to Makkah Sharif also. And that is also really the honor of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And the du'as that we read, who taught us this du'a? How to make the tawaf? Who taught us how to make this tawaf? And when we say to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, Ashhadu annaka, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, O my Allah's Rasul, I bear witness that Allah is wahdahu, la sharika lahu, that Allah is our Allah, He is alone, there is nobody like Him, there is no partner to Him. And if we also a little bit express it, or we keep it in our hearts, today I'm reading Shahadat in front of you. And ulama have written also that, oh my Nabi, I'm reading the Shahadat in front of you. You please give evidence on the day of Qiyamah that this person raised Shahadat and he's believing in the oneness of Allah Ta'ala. But all that also is the effort, sacrifices of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Otherwise, if Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam did not make his day into night and his night into day, today what should we have been? Perhaps many of us, our ancestors might have been Hindus. Na'uzubillah, na'uzubillah. If we were also still like that, how terrible it would have been. Whose effort was it that we today can also read Kalima-i-Shahadat? And where are we reading the Kalima-i-Shahadat? Right in front of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. So that is also, and that we are giving also evidence that, oh Allah's Nabi, I bear evidence. وَأَشْهَدُ أَنَّكَ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ عَبْدُهُ وَرَسُولُهُ, and I bear witness that you are the slave of Allah and you are the Rasul of Allah Ta'ala. So that also, how did we get it? We learned it from our parents, our ustads, but from where does it come? All from Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, where like the sun is, and really that comparison is just a otherwise, what is the sun also? What the position of Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam is, nobody can understand besides Allah Ta'ala. Only Allah knows. The praises of Allah is also as Allah knows. And the martaba and the position of Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam is also known only to Allah Ta'ala. What a great position. And that we are there and we bear this witness, we witness there and we give evidence that Allah Ta'ala, the oneness of Allah and the Risalat and Nabuwat of Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, how fortunate. And that Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam is that king, that magnet, and we see it there, that the people from the whole world are drawn there. There isn't a place in the world from where people are not just coming pouring in all the time. And there are many of those occasions also, especially like if a person goes for Salatu Salam immediately after a namaz, then it's just full, the people are just moving. And how many people all are there just to read Salatu Salam. So what an attraction. From which countries, what type of people? There are those people who are very pious also. There are many who may not be so pious also, but they are attracted and they are coming. And they are also accepted there. And we must not at all look at the outward condition of a person. A person who is accepted to come in the presence of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, what a great honor. And from every country of the world you can think, people are there and all the time. And practically 24 hours the people are there also reading Salatu Wasalam. So what a position Allah had given to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam in this world. and the city of Medina which Allah had chosen, that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam will make hijrat and go to Madinatul Munawwara, and the name change also took place. It was Yathrib before Medina Sharif. Now the name became into Medina, Madinatul Rasul, Madinatul Munawwara, the lighted up city, the city of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So to be present in Medina Sharif also, what a great, great thing. And from there then, and when we are there and we give little bit thought, and it will make us, it will cut us down more than to size, that all the Sahaba, all Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam himself, what sacrifices for deen he made. And all the Sahaba, what sacrifices. And if we do, Allah give us tawfiq, a little bit of the history of Medina Sharif, of the time of the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, how they sacrificed, how they went out continuously in the path of Allah. But what were difficulties in the battle of Uhud, where the Muslims suffered a little defeat, so to say, in the beginning. And afterwards, those very people who were, when the kuffar of Makkah, they left now, they went away. And they thought, now, we had defeated the Muslims, there was a little deficiency in understanding under the ruling of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They said, let us go back and finish them off. We had the opportunity, why we made this mistake? Well, and let us come back. When this news reached Medina Sharif, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam ordered that all must go after them now. And those must go who are in the battle and who had suffered some injury. Somebody this injury, someone, how did they sacrifice? If we, any battle, the battle of Tabuk, that how the Muslim, the Sahaba went, and the numbers, perhaps it, historians, the ulama write, between perhaps 30,000 and 120,000, and a long, long journey to Tabuk, which today in an air-conditioned vehicle is also not easy. And they walked that distance. And how they went. If we have to think, if they take the lowest number, about 30,000, and for five times namaz they had to stop. They had to, 30,000 people had to, we travel, we are five in a car, four in the car, we stop for namaz, somebody got wuzu, somebody hasn't got wuzu, somebody takes long in the toilet, somebody, all, it's like a little of a problem. And this, what a journey, how long the journey was. And 30,000 people, meals had to be prepared for 30,000 people. We cannot imagine what the Sahaba went through. One of the battles which is known as where the feet got torn also, were walking, and they did not have shoes also. And then blood started coming out, and little bandages they were putting and they were carrying on. What sacrifice? So this is that city of Medina where they made all these sacrifices. Where at any time of the 24 hours, there was an announcement that made that a Jamaat has to be prepared. All must come to the masjid, a Jamaat has to be dispatched. And then they used to go out like that. Whether that one Sahabi who just got married and he didn't make ghusl also. But when the call came, he got ready. He's gone. He's also gone. And he becomes shaheed also. And then what an honor that the farishtas come and give him his husra. So this is where we are when we are in Madinatul Munawwara. What a place Allah has given us, where we know exactly where our Nabi is, and no other nation, no other dini group know about their Nabi. Not the Jews, not the Christians, no one else know where their Nabi. Our Nabi we know exactly. And then we know the history of Medina Sharif also. And Medina Sharif is open there all the time. Go to the airport, go to the borders, the post, the immigration, and just see people are just streaming in all the time. It just doesn't stop from where and where, which places. And people from small, small villages are coming. People from big, big cities are coming everywhere. So what a place Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala has given. And the durood on Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, which is a whole subject on its own, the great value of durood sharif. And yeah, also Allah rewards so many ulama all along in the history of Islam, they've written of the great virtues of Durood Sharif. They've compiled kitabs. In our time also, the more we can get conversant and make ourselves knowing about Durood Sharif. And there when you are in Haram Sharif and you're reading Durood. So one advice, one person I asked, he said that Hafiz Abdul Rahman Mia Sahib had advised that after every namaz, read the 40 Duroods. Now when you are reading it there, it's different. And besides that, there are so many other such beautiful Durood Sharifs. And we have the opportunity. And if we are going there, we're not going for shopping. We are not going for anything else. We are not going for a holiday, for sleeping or anything. We are going there. And the more time we spend in the masjid, which is we in the sohbat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and we read all these duroods. What beautiful, beautiful duroods people have written. So there, to read it when we are there, what an honor. And then, وَرَفَعْنَا كَيْنَ عَامٍ. That Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah has said, وَرَفَعْنَا لَكَ ذِكْرَكَ. We have made your dhikr, we have made it very high. And there we see that from the all around the world, the people are come, and everyone sung, As-salatu wassalamu alayka ya Rasulullah. As-salatu wassalamu alayka ya Habiballah. And Allah give us all tawfiq to do it properly. That right by the Rozae Mubarak, when somebody is whispering and they are reading so beautiful duroods there, then a person also is taken aback what beautiful durood sharifs are being recited. So how Allah has made Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam's position so high. There are other countries, Allah give all hidayat, that they just get angry with the Muslims, that their loyalty lies not with the country, it lies with Makkah Sharif and Medina Sharif. And no matter what they say, but a Muslim's loyalty is with Makkah Sharif and Medina Sharif. And there our loyalty lies. And a person, how many people, they won't go for holidays, they won't spend money freely, saving it up. As soon as they've got enough, gone for Umrah, gone for Ziyarat. That is really where we have to be going. Not to go and make the coffers of the kuffar in their resorts and that make them richer and all that. No, save up how much we can. Our living style also, bring it a bit to simplicity. When we can, use it for good causes. For going for Hajj Umrah, for example, Ziyarat of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, going in the path of Allah, which is also the work of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, masjids, madrasas, which is all the work of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam. And the true tawheed and perfect tawheed is that Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam's love must be in our heart. When Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam said, a person cannot be a true believer until he does not love Allah, Allah and His Rasul more than what he loves himself also. So what about a non-Muslim country? This is ourselves. We have to love Allah and His Rasul more than what we love ourselves also. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and these were the true people. He said, O Allah's Rasul, I love myself more than what I love you. And we like to say it very easily that I love Islam the most. I love Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam the most. But if we just have to analyze ourselves a little bit, we will see that we are really lying. We say it, and we with the niyat we should say it, that Allah brings it into us. Not that I am, and these poems also of Hazrat is to make us like this. Not that when I'm saying the poem or explaining it, that I am like that. Or a person gives a bayan, that I am like that, what I'm making bayan. No, this is what I want to become. And I'm talking about it so that I become. Then, again, the sohbet of Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, it came into the love of Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam came into him, and then he said, now I love you more than what I love myself. So I will do everything more for you, what you want, than what I want. And this was really the Sahaba. Any and everything they would check. Did Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam do it like this? Did he do it? Whatever he did, that is what they did. Otherwise they wouldn't do it. And so that is the true love of Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that a person has in his heart, his whole lifestyle according to Sunnah. In this love that must be so much. Now, if we think about a little bit, analyze ourselves, then do we really have that love? For example, we will have many a person who will say, I like my sports. I love my soccer. I love my fishing. I love my food. I am food. I must have food. All that we will say. But does it come, do we anyone say, I love my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I love my Rasul. I love Madinatul Munawwara. I love my Allah. I love Kaaba Sharif. That doesn't come on our tongue. All other things will come. I love this brand name. Kuffar brand names. Kuffar fashion and style. Even our deeni matters today. Not only the cloaks and the abayas and the burqas, but even the kurtas now. They also got fashion names and brand styles and that. So I love this like this. I love that like that. Our deeni matters also have gone with the kuffar thing. So how far aren't we? And the more we will go and we will be there in the company of Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, the more it will come into us. Also, this place is such a Mubarak place, and the presence of Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam there. One day we were going to read Salatu Wasalam, and as we are taught that you must keep your gazes down with the utmost adab of respect, suddenly one person, somebody tapped me on the shoulder. So he looked back. It was an elderly Pakistani person, it looks like, and perhaps in all probability an alim also, don't know. But he just said, look here on this board. As we are going, then the Turkish masjid is on your left side, as we are going to read Salatu Salam from the front. And there are quite a few doors, gates by which you go in. And in front of, on top of every one, there is something written. So this one, he told me, look, see what's written here, which normally we don't look, we just keep our gazes. And what was it was written? قَالَ النَّبِيُّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ شَفَاعَتِي لِأَهْلِ الْكَبَائِرِ مِنْ أُمَّتِي. That my shafa'at and intercession are for the people who committed big gunas in my ummah. That is written there. We don't read all this, but now whose darbar we are going to? That he is going to intercede for those people, those who have got the pious deeds, mashallah, they will carry on. But the Ahle Kabai, the people who have got the big gunas, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is going to be interceding for them. And then we are taught as we go to the Rawza-e Mubarak, the famous ayat, وَلَوْ أَنَّهُمْ إِذْ ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ جَاءُوكَ فَاسْتَغْفَرُوا اللَّهِ. That if the people did wrong to them, committed gunas, they come to you, O Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, they ask you, they also ask forgiveness, they ask you also to ask forgiveness, then you seek forgiveness on their behalf. And then we are taught in the du'as that we read, that O my Allah's Rasul, I beg of you that you ask for forgiveness for me from Allah Ta'ala. And if Allah's Nabi is going to ask, what doubt is it in it going to be accepted? So what a great opportunity Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala and place Allah Ta'ala has given us. And our Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's position in the two worlds, who can ever explain it? Ba'da's Khuda Buzur, to he, Qissa Mukhtasar. O Nabi Alayhi Salatu Wasalam, your position, that after Allah, it is your. That is in short, everything. You are the greatest after Allah. Yeah, again, if we come to know little bit who Allah Ta'ala is, what a great being, the Qudrat, the power of Allah Ta'ala. One thing which unfortunately we were taught and our children have been taught at school, from it looks like a very innocent scientific fact, that matter cannot be created, matter cannot be destroyed. That is what they believe. And all their work is, they use something to make something. They add something, they change it a bit, and they make something else. But Allah is that being that He makes from nothing. There was absolutely nothing. And Allah makes into. And when a thing is now in existence, Allah has that Qudrat and power that He makes it that it does not exist anymore. Allah destroys it. There is no existence. Not it's going to be thrown in a scrapyard, that it's going to be buried somewhere, that it's going to be put away somewhere. It does not exist. How great is Allah Ta'ala? Things which are impossible for us, for Allah there is nothing impossible. The power of Allah, there is nothing that is impossible for Allah Ta'ala. So a person must have that also, and that yaqeen that Allah's Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam and Allah's qudrat is such that we must make our du'as and have full yaqeen on the qudrat of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. And then the beautiful green dome, what an attraction it has, that everyone's eyes are just gazed on the green dome. And there, when Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is resting, really a person when he's there, he doesn't want to go to any other garden, any other scenery of the world, anywhere else in the world. This is the place where a person wants to be, just to be in Masjid al-Nabawi. And here also, the real attraction is nothing else but Allah's Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. We should not be distracted of it by anything. Whatever is happening around there, the curtain, the umbrellas can be opening or closing, let that happen. But our gazes must be on Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And they've made Masjid al-Nabawi, the domes also, they open and they close also. What were things, scientific things they've brought in there, technology, everything. And also the people who are taking their photos and all that, Allah, we make dua. And that also we should think, we talk a lot about it, but who of us really make dua that all this munkarat which is happening here, all the wrong things, oh Allah, you take it away, you make it the means, you use me as a means, and to remove all this, do we ever really make dua for it? And like we are there also, lot of wrong is happening back at home also, in our own lives, how much of wrong. At home also, we like to talk. Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali has written quite a bit about this. Anything happens, anything wrong, we like to discuss it. And we like to make it a subject and that. But to try and remove it, and the way, the thing is, you yourself come out of it. When we are discussing a thing, we are also part of it. Now that wrong things, we are just discussing. We are not discussing a solution. We are just discussing the problem. This one did this, that one did that, that one did this. And the solution. And the real, one of the real easiest solution is dua. We turn to Allah Ta'ala. Allah is the doer of everything. But very seldom if we check on ourselves, do we make that dua? Do we make dua? We think of a solution, but we don't think of dua, which is the main solution. So when we are there, and the nizam of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the system of Nabi, and the deen which Allah has given us through Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that is what we have to bring, and that reality has to come into us. And the name, as Maulana Musa explained, that the name Muhammad, what a beautiful name. And there are so many people who just go in a trance when they hear the name Muhammad. And because of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, there is iman in the whole world. And that Islam spread in the whole world was from Medina. And in Medina Sharif we see the Muslims coming continuously. And at the time of Hajj, Makkah Sharif, Arafat, Mina, Muzdalifah, what a beautiful picture. So this is that beautiful occasion that Allah has given us. And for that, we come here, alhamdulillah, we come for our islah, which is very important. Together with the effort, we should again be making dua also. And each one of us consider that how much of dua do I make for my islah. And if I really want my islah, and my conviction is Allah, islah is from Allah, then consider how much dua coming here, alhamdulillah, Allah accept our coming and make our islah also. For some of us, it may be 10 minutes to come. For some of us, half an hour. Some of us, an hour. Somebody more. Coming and going, maybe about 2 hours. We spend time here another 3-4 hours. Do we make dua for 3-4 minutes for our islah? This effort is correct. The correct effort we are doing. But the real still, what is going to happen is by the will of Allah. And we need that dua. Do we even make 3-4 minutes dua? That, oh Allah, you grant my islah, you make my islah. I'm going for the majlis for my islah, you grant my islah. Oh Allah, I went, I heard the talks, everything. Now you make it a reality come in my life. Or is it that we just come and we just go away? Now we're talking again of the whole world. Now we're talking of politics. Now we are talking of weather. Now we are talking of sports. Everything else we are talking, but this islah of ours. And then Hazrat ends and says that the honor of the Gumbat al-Khizra, it is there, but really it isn't just how high it may be, how many 50 meters may be high from the ground, 100, whatever amount it might be, but really by Allah Ta'ala, what is it? Allah gazes fully, and the rahmat of Allah is pouring down there all the time. What a great place Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala has given us. So for this, with our islah, that is one thing, together with that, as soon as reasonable, how much of our islah gets done, then we go into the love of Allah, the love of deen. And this is what we need also. One person goes for Umrah, for example, ziyarat, he learns all the du'as, he reads, he knows them off, he just rattles them off like a parrot, he reads them off. But that feeling in the heart, that also we have to develop. We are making tawaf, also we know all the du'as of tawaf. And we know the meanings of them also. And we are reading them also. But if that connection is not there, and one person might not be reading the du'as also, but his heart is connected with Allah. Oh Allah, I'm at your house. Some people, a few years ago, they had come, they must have been from Gujarat, old man, old lady, leaning on one another, they can't really manage on their own independently. And then after the tawaf, in Gujarati, they look at the Kaaba Sharif and they say, oh Allah, you brought me to your house, I'm seeing your house, oh Allah. How many of us got that feeling? Perhaps we're so proficient in Arabic, in English, other languages, everything. But that's from the heart, ya Allah. And to think that I'm making tawaf where every Nabi made tawaf. And the barakat and fuyuz of every Nabi, every wali of Allah practically made tawaf there. All the great people, they were there in Masjid and Nabawi. All the awliya came. What great, great ulama. What great, great dini, ilmi talks they had in Masjid and Nabawi. Till today, Quran Sharif is being taught there. Dars is carrying on. Wherever you look, they're reading Quran Sharif. Somebody is hamrawing somebody else. They are busy in namazes. What an environment in this world of today. And this is really, if it's not Jannat, Rawdatul Jannat is Jannat. But the whole Haram Sharif, if it's not Jannat, what is it where people are just engaged? And if we just think of any other place, our own hometown, where we get involved in so many other things. Yeah, Allah gave us a few days, and you can be so much just what Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to say, so to say. And if we think of Jannatul Baqi, which is now right next to the masjid, and what the sacrifices, and all the sahaba, and all great, great people. So Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has really blessed us, and we must make this effort to make our islah. And when that islah will be made, then automatically we will be called there also. And may Allah call us and take us over and over, and give us that inside love also, and that respect also. Another very great lesson that we learn also is that all, whatever, how many times Allah took us, we did not fulfill the right. And the reality is that now also we're not fulfilling the right. And may Allah make it that at least Allah save us from disrespect of the place. Thoughts come to, we see all types of people nowadays with the photos that are being taken, videos that are being made, people posing for snaps that are in the Haram Sharif, all this, our women, it's wrong, we feel it wrong, we realize, but we must not get so much absorbed in that. And then we just were discussing it also all the time. Right in the Haram, we talking, this people are doing this bad, that bad. We went to Haram Sharif for that, or we went for Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And as many buzurg said, the day my eyes fell on my fault, there was nobody bad in my eyes after that. Because now I don't see the faults of anyone. My own faults are so many and are so terrible that I just can't see the faults of anyone else. And if this reality to a little bit also comes in us, there won't be fights at home also. At the moment, I'm just seeing all the faults of my wife. And I'm an angel. I do nothing wrong. And she also, she's seeing all the faults of the husband. And she's an angel. She does nothing wrong. So the fights have to carry on. But the day that everyone sees his own faults, and the other one is an angel, that is the recipe of peace and happiness and goodwill. But unfortunately, we are all just looking at the faults of others. And then even if we see the faults, the remedy of it, that also we have to do it the right way. Not now just to think bad about the person and to write him off as if we are the ones to write off. That is all the work of Allah. Who Allah is going to put in the in his good books and who is going to write off, that is Allah. So that is not our work. But we want to do that. And we don't worry about ourselves. I may be a write-off myself. I don't know. And I don't think about it. So this is wonderful occasions. Allah may give us all tawfiq to go. We go in Jamaat also, and we go for our Islah also, wherever the effort takes place, to become alims and hibs and Quran, all the things of deen. We are all in these things. Then inshallah our life of dunya will be very, very fruitful. Otherwise, life of dunya, if we are just going to waste it and just going after our desires, our passions, our name, fame and things of this dunya, how are we destroying ourselves? So Allah give us tawfiq, and these are eye openers for us. And we see, if Allah give us all tawfiq, you will see thousands of people who are much, much more pious than us. What they are reading, how they are dwelling, how they are crying. But unfortunately, many of us, we only see all the wrong things. And then I am very good naturally. Because I only saw all this person, he is dressed like this, his children are like this, he is busy with his phone all the time. I am very pious. I am reading Quran Sharif all the time. But when we will see, and there are thousands of those awliya of Allah who are definitely in Haram Sharif, Makkah Sharif and Medina Sharif, extremely pious people who are there. If we can see them, then we will realize that I am hardly in, forget, not the ABC, not the Alif Ba'ata of Deen, I'm not still in the Alif also. I haven't still started also, when we will see, and they are there. Definitely they are there. And they are engaged in their ibadat all the time, and in all their good work. There are jamaats who are working in the haram, they are making gasht also all the time. But we don't see it. But they are there. They are making their kush, but we don't see it also. So we feel that we are the ones who are very good, etc. Allah Ta'ala accept from all of us and make our life very, very valuable and very fruitful, so that in the akhirat we can get the fruits of it. Otherwise we're just going to squander this time which Allah has given us, and the time will go past and Malakul Maut will be there with us, and then at that time it's of course far too late for anything. So this reminders of ours are very good. We should take whatever little message we take from here and then go and share it at home also. MashaAllah, some of our friends, as they are going back home, they discuss it again. Every point they discuss again. So then we will then go to at night, go home to tell our family. Tomorrow at work, wherever we meet our friends, discuss it. One point we discuss. Muzakara, revision, all the time is extremely necessary and extremely beneficial. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah.